Okay, so we're starting from the Mishnah again, just to run through the whole thing. Okay, the Mishnah starts on the Tanan. It's around the middle of the page. First row line is Rami. The last row line is the Tanan. Okay, everyone found it?
The last what?
Word of the line is the Tanan. First row line is Rami. See it? It's like smack in the middle of the page, the Tanan. The last word of the line.
He goes up.
I'm back.
Okay.
So remember, we're trying to find out. Rava's telling us a big kiddush. Right. Rava's telling you that if something's wider than a tefach, you can combine it from different heights. Even wait, even yeah, even more than three tefachim, you can combine it two roofs.
Yes.
The Tanan. Okay, the Mishnah as follows. If you got two different levels of beams from the first floor and the second floor, there's no roofing yet, it's just plain beams running across. At this point, no part.
Well, your hands too low.
Kairos Abayas.
Rami.
Rami Vichy?
Yeah, from Rami with.
Fine.
You'll find it?
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Kairos Abayas. Fine.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, Kairos Abayas, is it? The poles, Balia of the ceiling, of the second floor, She'en Alei Maziva, that do not have upon them roofing. Vehein Mechuvanis, right? And the first floor and second floor, the beams, the structural supports, are equal. They're Mechuvan. They're
directly above each
other. Thank you. Aligned. Yeah, good. Exactly. Good. Okay. So then, what happens? Then simple. Tuma, Tachas, Achas, Mehen. If you have Tuma underneath one of them, just pull up. Put it down. Tuma, Tachas, Achas, Mehen. Okay. If there is a dead guy under one of them, okay, this is our dead man or his dead finger, it doesn't give a difference to us.
Is that
okay?
A finger?
It's a finger, yes. Leave, it's tummy. Okay.
Okay.
Now what do I do? Now wait, talk about later, okay? So Tuma Tachas Achas Mehen. Okay, guys, this is a barrel of wine, this is worth a lot of money. So if you have the misfortune of having your barrel under the same...
I knew a guy named Barrel Wine.
If you have the misfortune of having the barrel under the same tefach as this, it's tummy, okay? That's the first case. Next case. Beinat Achtayin Al Yoyin, if a dead guy's here, okay? Then, Beinayin Tummy, up here is Tummy, but this guy's fine.
Wait, start again?
So Tuma's here.
Yeah, so it's blocked by the...
So it's blocked. This thing's blocking it. So this guy's fine.
Except for right under here.
Well, that's true, but it's a good
we
point.
We don't consider the
that's
overhang.
Not directly underneath. Okay, let's keep it like that. Very good, okay? So now, but if someone's up here, then they get tummy because there's a roof above them, right? There's a second floor.
Are they walking up here?
They're not walking. It's just if there's a jug here
it's
or something.
Theoretical.
Okay, if there's
somebody.
If somebody's there, also they'll get tummy.
Flying?
No, he's walking on the
somebody
beams. He's building the roof.
Oh.
His friend died on the same beam, okay?
Under the same beam.
Yeah, is it clay? Above the beam. Right. Under this beam, above this beam. This beam
wait,
is not
time
here.
Out.
Someone did build it, it's like a meme. Yeah.
If this guy's walking over here,
yeah, sorry.
He's not, and that guy's over there, even though they're on the same beam, he's fine.
That's right.
He might be right next to him.
No, but I forgot to tell you, someone didn't build our second floor yet. Somebody was slacking off. Our contractor. There's a second row of beams. Right? They're mechuvanis.
Right,
they're aligned.
Okay, that's fine.
So now, this guy who's here...
And this guy's walking around up here.
No, this guy here, this guy, the second dude, he gets tummied because him and him share the same roof.
Right.
Okay? So that's the second case. Okay? Everyone following so far?
Yes.
You got this?
It's
pretty intense. Basically, there's two floors, and there's a beams running across them, okay? The beams are acting as oil. They're tefach wide. Okay? So this is the dead guy. This is the barrel of wine. Okay, so this guy, the first case is they're under the same beam under the first floor. The tumah goes along this, and he gets tummy. Okay, if let's say this dead guy's up here, then this is not tummy because it's underneath the, what's it called? They're underneath, he's underneath the aisle, and he's above the aisle. So if they were together under this aisle, they become tummy. But since they're in separate aisles, they're tar. Does that make sense?
Just say yes.
Say yes for now. Yeah, exactly. Just play dead.
Basically, the beams are progressing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
I have a question.
Let's catch up.
Directly above plum, like.
Yes. Yes. We're talking about that. Exactly.
If it's off by an inch.
Again, I have to be. Let's use these again. If I'm under the same one, even part of my body and part of his body, then we get transferred. Okay. Right?
If there's any overlap.
Yeah, yeah, okay, good. Fine. Okay, now, let's continue. Let's keep reading. Again, so we get, Eterim Chavonis, Tumutachas Achas Man Tachta Tame, below is Tame, Beina Tachta and Loyeni, between the two, then what happens? Beinei and Tame, this space is Tame. Agabe Loyeni, it's above here, Kenegda Adarakia Tame, done. Okay, that's in the case they're perfectly aligned. Next case, this is what we're really here for. Hayu ha'alyaynas kebeinat tachtaynas. The alyaynas were actually perfectly aligned to be between the tachtaynas. Okay?
Wait.
Hayu ha'alyaynas. The top ones were kebein ha'tachtaynas. Like in between the bottom ones.
Oh,
So as you have bottom ones are here.
Not directly above.
So kebein.
Right, directly in between. Right, kebein. Like in between. Okay? So now
these are here. Mm-hmm. Here.
Yes, perfect. Okay.
Offset.
Now, what happens? Tuma tachtehen. If there is tuma under any one of them, whether it's the first level or the second level, tachas kulan tame. So what happened was that this fella died here. He's only below this guy. I'm not anywhere beneath this guy. I'm actually here. I'm under the first level, okay? Everyone can see, it's hard to see.
Okay.
Yeah, what's that good?
Tuma is directly underneath.
Okay, let's go. Let's pull A, B, and C.
Right.
Okay?
Can we name A, B, and C?
Yeah, A, B, and C, fine. Okay, good. So I'm under A.
Right.
That guy dies under C, which is up here.
Right.
Me and that guy share no pulls. Right?
Right.
But since the pole that guy's under is between the two poles that right. I am under, so to speak, or one of those, then we look at this one as one unified roof. Now, why in the world? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's read it inside.
I'm just starting to move from my nose.
I feel bad. Don't die on it because we're not the same pole. You know, like,
right.
All right. Tachtel. There's Tumra underneath them. Tachas kulan tame. Underneath all of them is tame. If a tuma is al gabeyan, if a tuma is on top upon one of them, kenegdan ad rakia tame, from above all of them up until the rakia is tame. So that kenegdan. Sorry, you really change the gears now. Sadly, Gemara, they change it to kenegda. It's only against that one. I'm sorry. So when it's above, there's no counts of oil above you. Right?
Which one are you reading now?
Next one, Kinegda.
Agaben.
If Tuma's above or on top of that bowls, then Kinegda against that spot is Tame.
This says
Kinegda. I changed it. Change it to Kinegda. It has to be Kinegda. Because there's no reason why it should be all of them, right? If you have a dead guy in open field, right? So Kinegda him, other Akia's Tame. They don't say that the whole field now becomes a reverse oil and shoots up Tuma. I don't know, you have to change it. Change it to Kinegda. My Gemara changes it. You have to change it. Okay. To Rashash and other Akhrenim. Okay, so marked it off in your Gemara.
Put a hay at the end?
Yeah, Kinegda.
Hold
on.
Yeah, opposite. Okay, everyone good so far?
No, where did he die?
No?
Is
okay.
Mm-hmm.
He died on top.
Okay.
He's here. This is the dead guy.
I'm any one of them. So how everything got transferred upwards?
So I'm saying only against opposite where he is goes upwards. Everywhere else is fine. So I'm here. Right. Tuma goes up, but Tuma goes down unless it's blocked. That's why airplanes can't fly above European airports. If you're Emirates Qatar, there's an issue to fly over certain old cities because the flight path goes over. Yeah, so the Kever shoots up. Oh, not Kever Time, you know the graveyards.
So
Kever Time is
there. Many airplanes.
So again, you don't assume, and if you're Qatar, right? But again, but if you know specifically the flight path goes over. Okay, how do
we
have our time?
But then we have a...
They don't get Shubha for free,
we
right?
We have a Gemara that says they build a...
Oh, so the Gemara says you're supposed... Well, that was before. That was when they wanted to make sure there's no tumah issues, they built a chatzar with a hole to show the tumah shouldn't shoot past. Because then you made an oil, and the oil contains the tumah. But if the guy built
the
camp, yeah,
is a double walled structure.
Good, good. So to put it again, this is deep in tumah tires. Oil zark is not called an oil. Flying oil, a moving oil, doesn't count as oil. How do the cows work? Tayshus asked the question. We're not going there now. That's a good question. We'll talk about it. There's a guy who wants to picture a picture of himself in a bubble. A moving oil technically is not oil. Okay, guys, we're not going to go into this now. This is Yishmak's
Sugyus. No, it's not.
Just like, let's go. Okay, again. So back to us.
So basically, if this one is over here, this one is fine from this beam, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The only case is that if this is over here, right? Wait, what was the first case where, what was the
well, again, the case where they're not aligned or they are aligned?
In between,
they're not aligned.
But
if it's not aligned.
They're not aligned. Well, the main point we're trying to tell you is they're not aligned. I count this all as one big roof.
Right.
Why?
Okay. Oh, so one second. Ba'amet is a v'tani Allah. Okay, everyone with a v'tani Allah. You see
that? There has to be at least three for that to be the case.
No, even more. Like about between the first floor and second floor. No, there's much more to talk about.
There's only two, one on the first and the one on the second, and they're not aligned. It doesn't count. There has to be three.
Oh yeah, three things. Yeah.
There's
true.
At least three.
Yeah, technically that's true. That's true. I meant to go through tefachim. Yes, three. You need at least three poles to have a roof, right? Sure, right. Otherwise, the whole aligning thing won't really work so well. That's not true. I'm sorry. Let's see. We only have two. Let's see. Get rid of this guy. I just have one here.
The tomb is on here.
And then I'm here. Well, they have to be next to each other in height. I mean, can you help me with words directionally?
But you just said they weren't.
Means there are three tachim. They're more than tachim distance and height, but they are right next to each other. Meaning, if let's say like this is one, and that's one, and that one's way up, it doesn't make a difference. These two are not connected, right?
Correct.
Because they're just very distant. All we're giving you here leeway is height distance.
Who said that?
I'm telling you now.
Where does
you
heard it anymore?
One second. Tell you a second. It says mekibinei atatemis. Okay, let's read this again. Okay.
I thought you were talking about
in
height
between
at all.
It said. It doesn't
right.
Say next to.
So it means this one's here, this one's here, this is in between the two.
But how close in between? How close in between?
Well, again, within three tefachim, at least, right?
Who said this?
Otherwise, in any oil, if there's a gap between the two.
Can we do it like this? This is here.
Yeah, I think so.
Here. This is on this end. This is on this end. And this is in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how far?
None of them are above each other.
Good. So
this is directly above. This is directly above.
So let me tell you something. So it's a very simple way to check, right?
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so let's just check. Very simple, okay? We're going to use our halakhic vision. We're going to throw this guy down to this level, right? Okay. Now, whatever it ends up at this level, right? That's the best it's going to be for you, right? So, at the end of the day, if let's say I have a regular oil that's built, someone help me out here. Yeah. Okay. Let's have a regular oil that's built like this. Okay. So, what's the rules? How far apart can things be to still be considered one oil? So as far as I understand, it's got to be three tefachim. I think. Again, I'm just not coming from deep knowledge of oilists, just from my logic right now. I could try to double check this. But in general, if I have a...
Three this way, one, two, three.
Yeah.
This is three apart from that. This is three.
Yeah, then it counts as one solid roof. Otherwise, it counts as two broken roofs. It's two different pieces. What connects two of them? Does that make sense?
I guess. Kibbein just doesn't seem to be so precise.
Okay. The question is,
so if you have, forget the third one, you have two, and there are three tefach apart.
Less or more?
Less.
Then it should be fine.
Anything under, even if it's not under directly, anything under the area that covers those two is considered covered.
I assume so, yeah.
Right?
I think so, yeah. That's a good point, but yeah. Yeah, I think you look at them together and then you, yeah. That's a good point. I'm going to say yes for now. If I find out otherwise,
this one's up, though, it has right. To be at least three tefach away from one of the
exactly,
other.
Exactly, right. Move. At most.
In either direction.
Right. Good. Good points. Okay, is everyone with us?
Fine. Just to refresh. So we have this situation when this guy is up.
Yes.
Which really doesn't make any difference according to...
Well, we'll see in a second. This is a chiddush. Means, right, logically, this has nothing to do with this roof. So this guy's under one roof. He has nothing to do with that guy's roof.
Right.
We're telling you a chiddush that we combine. We can see this as one unified roof for some reason. Right? And this is obviously have to do with... Chavarami. This is Gehilchas of Chavarami. This is the halacha of Shusina that we're hearing, that you take roofs and you kind of move them one to the other when they're, even though they're a distance apart. Okay? Everyone good? So now, how do we know that this is a Tani Allah, and we taught upon this, the Brice taught on this.
We're done with the Mishnah?
Yes. Now the Brice is clarifying. Vitani Allah. Okay, that's end of quote. That's a Mishnah. Okay, from the Tanan till now was all the Mishnah. Okay, you guys, you can do Mishnayis for someone's yartzeit. You'll remember, you do Mishnayis in Ahalis, you'll find this Mishnah there. Vitani Allah, the Brice taught upon it. Bameh Devarim Amurim. See, Beis Da'arav is Bameh Devarim Amurim. When are these things said? When did this law say that you can see this top level combined with the bottom level? Bisman at a time, sheyesh bahen tefach. When there is in them a tefach, bahen. U beinehen paiseach tefach. And there is between the two bottom guys a gap of a tefach. Okay, is everyone, let's stop and explain.
Say it again.
Yeah.
So they're tefach, at least tefach wide.
So two classes, two rules. So in order to say this move, this really cool thing that we did, where we threw the top roof down to the bottom roof and connected the two, it's not so simple. Okay, it only works in certain scenarios. When what? When A, everything here is a tefach. This is a tefach.
Tefach wide?
Yeah, so the status of a roof in its own right. Okay, so we can only transport roofs. So if you're not a roof, you don't make the cut, we don't transport you. Step one has got to be a roof. Number two is that you got to be acting as a roof when you're going to be cast down. There has to be at least a tefach space between the two guys for you to join in. Right? You want to come in between them and say, I'm part of your roof. If there's no room for you, if there's no tefach gap between the two guys below you, we can't see you as a tefach worth of roof coming down. Okay?
Well, I could sit on top of both and
But then you're saying, look, transport me because I'm a roof. I'm a tefach wide. Well, look, I don't need all tefach of you. I think I have for you. Then you're not a roof. I can only transport roofs from distances. Okay, so if you're a tefach, So if you're a tefach and there's a gap of a tefach here, then you're acting as a full-fledged roof. So then I can transpose you, right? Whereas if there's no tefach space, or you yourself are not a tefach wide, I can't transport you. Okay? So again, b'med v'ar murim, b'zman, sheyesh b'hen tefach, v'nei tefach, u b'nei'en p'seach tefach. That's fine, yeah, for sure. U b'nei'en p'seach tefach. That's fine, because then they, at least the tefach is worth is coming down.
So the least?
You good? Make sense?
Yeah. At least are the measurements?
Yeah, you mean at least a tefach.
So between them also it's at least a tefach.
Right. Because you need to be working as a roof. Right. A basic roof, right? Okay. Aval. However, ein beinayan, if there's not between them, paiseach tefach, a gap of a tefach, then what happens? Let's factor it out. Tumotachas akas mehen, if the dead guy is under one of them, tachteh tame, underneath that beam is tame, beinehen, in between them, the top and the bottom, beinehen, valgabein tar, right? So between them and on top of them is tar. Okay? Uh-huh. That is end of Brisa. Okay, so let's get it. We have Mishnah, we have Brisa. Now, Rava quoted all of this. Is everyone good or should we stop now for a second? Okay, so let's continue. We'll tie it up and I'll review it. Alma says Rava, right? Behold, or clearly, Alma, ki is bay tefach, when you have a tefach with Amrinon, we say, Chavad Rami, this halacha you can transport, when there is in it, ki when is, yeah, yesh, yeah. Bay in it. Good. Tavach, tavach. Amrinon, we say chavait, which means to lower, and rami is to cast, to throw. It means to basically transport it down. Vechilas bay tavach, and when it has chav is to lower, kind of to bend down, and rami is to cast, to kind of throw it down. Vechilas bay tavach, when it does not have a tavach, lo yamrinon, we do not say chav rami shema mina. We hear from here. Well done. Shmami na. We hear from here. Okay. So, what did Rava want? Everybody remember what happened? What was the whole machpayit in Bayer Rabba?
Rabba said it must be a tefach for it to count, right?
What was Rabba? What did Rabbiya say? Rabba argued on him, right? Abaya said that a certain case is possible. If you go.
I see. Rabbi said, if it's a
tefach,
then the vertical distance.
Right. Abaya said Shmuel's halacha that a sukkah with two different levels, it's limited to unless the two levels, unless you talk on par. Rabbi said, no. If the schach we're working with is a tefach wide, you can transport it from any distance you like. And he says, oh, you know how I know this number of a tefach? It's an obvious mishnah and a brisa in Ohalos. Now everyone get where Rabbi got it from? He's like busting a disease. Hello, guys. This is Lumbus. Rabba took apart Shas every time he learned something. He took apart Mishnah, his prizes, he built the assizes.
He takes it from the fact that the Mishnah says that it needs to be more than a tefach to count as
a unified roof, right? To combine the roofs, you got to be a tefach wide, says the Brisa, right? So you see, the transport roofs with Chava Rami, got
to
be a tefach wide.
Yes.
What has to be a tefach wide?
The roof you want to move.
Transport.
Right. But the point here was about the distance between boards.
That's true, but you want the only way. The maximum distance is too far. You're more than
right,
level.
Lower and cast.
You
lower
want to tell me that I want to use Chava Rami to get into the game? Well, Chava Rami's got rules. Chava Rami's got limits. You gotta be a big boy to play Chava Rami. If you're a tefach wide, you can play Chava Rami. You got a tefach wide, Chava Rami's not for you. No, because that's where you want to start transporting stuff. If everything's directly aligned, what do you want to transport? This and that, but this is
transport.
It's only when there's a scan.
Why does the
scan
need to be a tefach wide?
Because otherwise, I don't see this acting. I'll say I want to transport it down, right? But the gap is less than a tefach. So you're telling me I'm coming down as a roof because I'm a tefach wide. Copy my roof, I don't need your tefach. You only have a half a tefach to offer me. You only have. We'll be in touch, Michael. What time are we gonna sleep tonight? Late night. Okay. Oh, I'm a tefach roof tonight. So maybe we'll talk tomorrow. So okay, fine. Okay. Shkech. So, you good? You get the point?
I guess so.
Meaning, you can't tell me I'm a... Okay, come on. Let's speak out. It's an important point. Like this. You want to tell me that I should take you down as a roof to combine to here because you're a tefach wide. Now, if there's no tefach gap between these two, how can you claim that you're a tefach worth of roof? You will not be contributing a tefach worth of roofness or roofing to my roof, right? My roof already doesn't have a tefach worth of need. My roof has half a tefach worth of need.
What I don't understand is...
So is that clear? Can you... get that? If you have any kashas, guys, first of all, one thing. There's not been a lot of kashas so far on the old gemaras. When you're a chazarin, there should have been so many kashas on these gemaras. Clearly, nothing's been asking you kashas. I want to see kashas. I want to see haaris. Something.
Where in the Gemara does it just outside of the Abaya statement that it needs to be the distance between the beams? Well, it would apply also to the koros.
Okay.
Right. What's the distance between them? Not vertical distance, horizontal distance. Where is it discussed?
So that's what we're looking at. We were debating it before. I have to look into it more. I didn't see it. I looked at the Mishnah. I said,
but it needs to be 3 fucking months.
I said, from my own logic, this is not canonized.
Fine.
Okay, this is not from...
It hasn't made the canon yet.
Exactly. We're at the Shem. We'll look around the Mepharshim. We'll get back to it. It's a good horror.
It's like Shir HaShirim that had trouble making the canon.
Shir HaShirim was not the one, actually. That's very funny. Everyone assumes Shir HaShirim because it's so controversial. Yeah. It's not. It was Kehelis and Mishlei. Both of them. Everyone assumes Shir HaShirim because they think Shir HaShirim is so controversial.
No, Kehelis
and Mishlei. You know why? Because he's Seisir himself.
Huh?
He's Seisir himself twice, I think, or more. And so is Mishlei Seisir himself.
What?
So they contradict himself. He says contradictory statements.
Right. But also he has vocab that comes significantly after the period that it's supposed to be.
We've shifted Achaz, but I know. You agreed. Sorry. Okay,